स्वागत करते हैं। फिर भी हमारे आगे रहती है कि इस शुभ दिन पर श्री गुरुदेव इस देश में फिर भी यहाँ पर हाजिर है। आप सब जानते हैं कि पीटरमैरिट्सबर्ग और डरबन में 4 प्रोग्राम हुआ था और वहाँ पर शिला गुरुदेव ने सारे वहां पर की निवासी का मन भर लिया था और वहां से एक गंगा धारा आरंभ हुआ था, जैसे गंगा सारी पृथ्वी को पवित्र करती है, वैसे तरह उस गंगा धारा पीटरमैरिट्सबर्ग और डरबन की वासी की मन को भर करके सारी प्राणियों का दिल को पवित्र किया था। Shila Gurudev, today we welcome you once again on the second day of this yatra to Gauteng. We once again ask all of you to indulge in this Harikatha that is so deep and so profound, and especially coming from the lips of a pure soul. To understand that even is difficult, to understand what a pure soul is. Shila Gurudev descends from the spiritual kingdom. Coming to this material world with a material body like this, even that too is transcendental. By rendering pure unalloyed service to Gurudev, we are rendering unalloyed service directly to the Lord. So all of you present here today, and be fortunate to be present to listen to Shri Gurudev from his transcendental lips of Harikatha. And without any further ado, I crave the indulgence of Shri Gurudev to now take you into the depths of the scripture. Shri Gurudev.
Shiro Guru Sindhu. अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञैराधीतं नहि मां चरणं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय होम्बल ओबिसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल गुरु पार्वती and same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha. Nektarila Pravishtam Vishnu Bhadarshata Sasrimad Bhakti Prakyan Bhakti Vedam Swami Maharaj. My dear Sannyasis Brahmachari, Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. Someone asks that even we have taken Harinam and Diksha, but no taste in chanting name and other activities of Bhakti, Sramana, Kirtan, Smarana. Why? Then I am going to tell, if you want so, then you will have to drink the nectar of Srila Rupa Goswami has given. And that is called Upadesha Samrita. What are they? Bacho Begam. Manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam. Etan vegan jo visaheta deva, sarva mapimam prithvi shasasya. Explain. Remember? Can you?
Astro Rasata, Krishna Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad, Parijayaga Charyavajna, Astotara Satasushma Bhakti Vedanta Swamaya Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances under the vestment of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Parishwam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Bhagavan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Parishwam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen Hari Katha of Srila Guru Lotus Lays, headed by the Nishan Dasis, and I welcome all guests to assemble here. Srila Gurudev raised one question. Somebody asked Gurudev that somebody has taken initiation Harinam and Diksha both, but there is no test either Harinam or chanting Gayatri mantras. So how we can get rid of this obstacle and how we can get taste in Harinam and hearing Hari Katha and chanting Gayatri mantras? Srila Gurudev told that we have to surrender ourselves the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and have to drink his nectarian drink. What is that? Upadesamritam. In Upadesamrit, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad first he told in first slok, Vacho Vegam Manasakrodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udara Upastha Vegam Etana Vegam Javisheta Dhira Sarvam Upimam Prithivi Sasishar. First, Vacho Vegam Arjis of speech. There are six arjis mentioned here. Six pushing. Bhakcha vegam, pushing of speech, pushing of mind, pushing of tongue, and anger, and belly and genital. Six arjis of pushing are there. If you control these six arjis, you can make disciple the whole world. So how is possible? Because in this world, anything took place due to this uncontrolled speech. I'm giving an example from scriptures. You know about Ramayana and Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, when Pandavas, they made very nice royal palace, Yudhishthira Maharaj invited Duryodhana to take a visit. And he was so nice, Krishna ordered Maidana to build this. Where is it? Wall look like a curtain? Where is water look like playground? Where is blazing fire look like snow? And where is stone, there is blazing fire? Or everything quite opposite. When Duryodhana was passing through, he thought this is a cart and want to move that and hit his forehead, became like Rasgulla. So now he's going, then saw this blessing fire. The maid of Draupadi told, "Oh prince, there is no blessing fire at all." He's thinking, how I can go? The maid going ahead, follow, he went there. And there is a big water. Look like a playground. Another maid told, "Oh prince, don't go that way. That is full of deep water. You may sing in that water." Duryodhana became very angry. "What? What a guy? Me? I don't know. I have no intelligence." In the balcony, Bhim and Draupadi were sitting there, and Krishna hints towards them. When Duryodhana going fast to go that area, and there is deep water, he sinks down in the water. Then Draupadi began to laugh and told, "Like father, like son." Means blind father, blind son. Duryodhana father was blind, Dhritarashtra by birth. So, blind father, blind son. It penetrated Duryodhana's heart. Okay, one day I'll take revenge about that. So when they are playing chess, and there was Yudhishthira Maharaj loses all kingdom, all brothers, then he keep Draupadi in the lead and he lose Draupadi also. Then Duryodhana order his brother, "Oh, go and get her and make her completely naked and put on my lap. I have to see I am blind or I have eyes." Only Draupadi told this, that blind father, blind son, like father, like son, thought that only one word, Rama Mahabharata battle took place. Draupadi said, Devadevi is not an ordinary person like us. She was the manifestation of Lakshmi Devi. She came in this world to help Krishna take the pardon away from earth. I am giving another example. Like Sita Devi, you know about Lord Ram and his promise of Sita Devi. When Lord Ram went exile to fulfill father's desire, when for 14 years, and Ravan wanted to kidnap Sita Devi, Ravan heard from his sister Surpanakha that Sita is so much less beautiful, no one in this world. So Ravan went there to kidnap and help of marriage. Marriage came in disguise of golden deer, and seeing this, Sita Devi requested Lord Ram, "Oh my Prabhu, please catch this deer. You never send so much deer. I can present to Bharat Bhaiya or Kaikeyi Maiya, and it will move all over our royal palace, and I put some ankle belt and they will move every hair." Lakshman told, "Oh my dear brother, not possible in the nature. Deer like golden is not possible at all. Maybe the illusory of demons or anything else." Sita Devi told, "Yes, the male always paranoid. Let go, if he could not catch, kill him. Then the deer's meat can use for his sadhan bhajan, sitting on that." So Ramchandra, Sita Devi never request anything to Lord Ram, so Lord Ram want to fulfill her desire. And when the deer went far distance, then he could not survive himself, Lord Ram shoot an arrow. Then he, in that limiting the voice of Lord Ram, told, "Oh brother Lakshman, help me, help me." Then his voice went to Sita Devi. She said, "Lakshman, your brother is in danger, go and help him." Lakshman told, "Even somebody in great danger, and memorize my brother's name, the danger will go away. Danger will come to my brother? Never possible." Sita Devi told, "Oh, you are spy of Bharat. You want that Ram will die expert and you want to injure me?" Lakshman told, "I always treat you like mother. How you can tell this word for me?" Lakshman said, "Okay, by requesting and ordering me, I am going, but I am making one circle, don't cross this line." When Lakshman went away, Ravan came to enter there. When he entered, always blessing fire could not enter there. And Ravan came in disguise of the sannyasi to ask some alms. So what happened? Due to this word, Lakshman bound to go to Ram, and in the meantime, Ravan came and told, "Bhikshang Dehi, Bhikshang Dehi." Sita was absorbed in Lord Ram. So not listening. When it louder and louder, Sita Devi, then he brings some roots and fruits which she had. And Ravan told, "No, I cannot go in. You have to come out here." Sita Devi told, "No, I cannot go out because my brother-in-law requests me not to go out of this." So as soon as she refused to go there, the Ravan closed his eyes and said, "Hello, if you not come, oh, I have seen your husband and your brother both are in danger, at last both will die. If you give me arms coming out, then they will be in good position." Hearing this, just when he bound to come out for her husband, welfare, as soon as he came, kidnapped from Ravan, kidnapped from there and went to Lanka. Only Sita Devi told that he was spy of Bhadra to enjoy me. For this reason, Sita Devi kidnapped by Ravan and Ravan battle took place. So Bacho Vegam, Manasara Vegam, there are so many ideas in mind. If you cannot control your mind makes so many things in this world. There are so many examples in this material world. Every day is happening, nothing to go in example. Bacho Vegam, Manasara Krodha Vegam. And being angry.
Brief, doing brief.
And so many things is there. And tongue. The tongue, belly and gently in one line. You more give pressure than the tongue, come to belly, come to genital, then last desire will come. So then you can make some chaos. So be very careful. So if you can control these six arches, you can control the whole world and will disciple the whole world. After that, Rupa Goswami is telling In another the next slope, Ottahara Prayasascha Prajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangascha Lolancha Sarvir Bhakti Vinasati Ottahara Prayasascha Ottahara Ottani Ohariti. Only eating by not mouth, you can eat by five senses. How come? Eyes, nose, tongue, ear, and skin. One living entity, they lose their life into one senses. Like in after rainy season, you can see if there is light, some insect come and want to jump there. Therefore, this is very beautiful. This is for enjoying for me. Even you can make any candle or lamp, insect will jump there. By there, they spoil their life. And in ancient time, there is no gun, only bow and arrow. So hunter, to hunting deer, they will go in the forest side and they will hold and put one stick and they play a flute and sing very nicely. And deer are very fond of sweet song and sweet sound. They came and took the shelter of that stick and stick was not big so much. So it is very loose and they fall down immediately. Hunter will come and by stick, beat him and catch the deer. For the south ear, they lose their life. And nose. For nose, if you see, if keep any sweet thing or especially honey, so many ants will come. And if they eat, okay, but they enter the inside the honey and finish their life. And tongue, you can see how your sense is, so many fishermen going, and took one wheel, and in the end of the wheel, there is some hook, and give some small insect or thing, they throw in the water, then big fish follow it, due to hook, they pull them out from the water, they finish their life. And for skin, elephant, they are very fond of touch sea elephant. So, elephant driver, they train one female driver first. After that, they will send the female driver inside the forest to bring male elephant. And on the way, they make one big hole, like a pond, dry pond, and cover it with bamboo and other grasses. And when they come close to that dry well, then female elephant always pushing and give a big push, then male elephant will go to the big pond, dry pond, and could not come out, big well. After some time, they not give any water, anything, honey became weak. Then again send sea elephant to take out from there, change their neck and feet and bring them out and train them. But human beings, all five senses are very strong. So human beings, if not be careful, they will spoil their life. And after that, Guru Goswami was telling, Utsaha Nishtya Dharja Tattat Karma Pravartana Sangatagat Sato Vitte Sarvin Bhakti Prasiddhati. How our Bhakti Kripal will be nourished? Guru Goswami was telling, Utsaha, I'm very enthusiastic. And Nishtya, determined. Dharja has to keep patience. Giving one example, you know about Lord Ram went to the hermitage of Mata Savari. When her guru, Matanga Rishi, passed from this world, he told one day Lord Ram will come. Every day, he is cleaning the pot and putting some petals. Lord Ram will come. So mentally, oh, you are old lady, why Lord Ram will come? He has full faith on guru. His guru is bona fide and told, no, he enthusiastically doing every day. Nishchat, determined now, must come. And not coming, keeping patience, must come. One day Lord Ram come and fulfill her desire and fulfill her dream. Tat tat karma pravartana. And have to, what is needed, have to do that. Every day is picking flower and putting on the pot and cleaning. And have to give up bad association, and which our Guru Vargas following the path, saying the path, have to follow that, then our Bhakti Kripa must be nourished and go ahead gradually. After Rupa Goswami is telling, Dadati Prati Grinnati Guijam Akhati Pichati Bhunte Bhajete Chaiva Saravidhavati Lakshanam. If you want to make friendship with others, what is the process? Either you want to make friendship or make your deep relation with materialistic person or any Vaishnavas and Guru, what is the process? Then Rupa Goswami is telling that when he was in Vrindavan doing bhajan, came in trance and he saw Mother Yashoda after chanting Jogar give some butter in the hand of Krishna. Krishna was nicely dressed and taking the butter, he came out from Mother Yashoda's room and in the royal palace there were 84 pillars made of jewels. Holding the jewels, he is moving around. And something doing by himself. All of a sudden, he saw his own reflection. But being Bhagavan, omniscient, and he same time bewildered, this is Bhagavan's quality. So, oh, who is this nice boy? Oh, so handsome, so attractive. Better I can make friendship with him than I can play with him. Dalbhaiya is there, sometimes going with cousin brothers here and there. I want my permanent friend always be with me. Then Krishna telling his own reflection. Look, my mother has given so a nice cloth. If you want, I am spare, I can give you. And if you have, you can give me also. Dadati pratidinati, giving and accepting. Guhyam akhati pichati. And have to open your mind and he'll open your mind. Krishna told, listen, I'm very expert of stealing butter. One day I went to my mother's house, Gopi's house, and stealing butter, then mother caught me red-handed, the mother Gopi. That Krishna, what are you telling? Oh, nothing. Then why your hand in the yogurt cup? Oh, really I'm searching my cup. What? Your cup? Do you think your cup chopping the yogurt pot? Maybe let me search. Then he's searching. Then took one toy like this. The marble cup. Look, this is the cup. Nanda was giving one marble toy cup for playing. And then Gopi began to laugh. Krishna ran away. This is telling his own reflection. I'm so expert. Another day, one Gopi caught me red-handed and told, I will take you Mother Yashoda. Your mother may not believe that you are a thief. So, in ancient India, the gopis, they used their face when they walk on the road. They are going and holding Krishna's hand and cover Krishna's face also and going. And Krishna's all group, they are following behind Krishna. And what to do now? Then Krishna told, Maya, oh mother, my body is so delicate, so fragile. Can you switch on my other hand, please? Then mother Gopi told, oh, now your house is coming closer, you have to run away from here. No. He said, okay, if you have no faith on me, you can hold other hand fast, and you can switch my other hand. Well, yes, that I can do that. Then Krishna by eyes told his friend to come here in the son of that same lady. He came and Krishna hold his hand, give his hand, and when Gopi hold his hand, Krishna ran away and enter Mother Yashoda's bedroom and pretending that he is sleeping. After few minutes, he came and calling, Yashoda, Yashoda, oh Yashoda! Yashoda came and thought, oh, why are you sighting so much early in the morning? My son is sleeping. Then Gopi told, yes, your son is sleeping. You can see your son is sleeping. That Yashoda came and Krishna
brief para samayare to dhyanra.
When Krishna came closer, then Krishna pretending that he is very hungry. Maya, I am hungry. Rabbing his eyes and come close to Mother Yashoda. And just Krishna coming behind Yashoda, so Gopi not seen properly. When he take up the veil, he saw this old son and told, oh, you are here? But yes, what can I do? You put me here. What can I do? Then Krishna told Mother, look, your all sophies, they are telling lie. What can I do? What they can do? If they are hungry, Even a small boy hungry, just taking anything from his house, this is not stealing. Then Gopi became so ashamed, and few days not come to show his face to Mother Yashoda. Krishna is telling all these things to his reflection. Then Dada Kuchama Khati Pichati. You know, no, he's not controlled by me. Bhumte, want to feed him butter. And that reflection doing the same thing, then Krishna became angry and did like Vrindavan Manki. That seeing this Mother Yashoda began to laugh. Why Mother Yashoda laughing? Oh my goodness, this is my shadow, my reflection. Coming, jump in Yashoda's lap and cover himself. So when Rupa Sripa saw this scene, then he composed this slok, Dadati Pati Vrinati Guija Makhati Vichati Bhumte Bhajeta Chayiva Saravidhati Dilakshanam. If you do these six exchanges with devotee, your bhakti kripa will increase. If you do it materialistic, you go towards material world. After that, if you have no taste,
yes.
Hare Krishna, there is more slokas. If there is no taste, what is the process to get taste back? And what the essence of all advices? We listen from another speaker with the order to stop here. So stopping Hare Krishna. Balchara Bhagavati 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 Bhagavati
तो समय ध्यान ना था दामोदर दाम बंधने लीला थे तो उस सब लिए से जब सुगुरी के करवा बोलवा की दरकार थी
ओम अज्ञान निरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. First and foremost, I offer my millions of Nanda pranams unto the lotus feet of my most beloved spiritual master, Dhrani Swami Paramahams, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. After that, I offer my humble obeisances to the sannyasis, brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, respected listeners. Shri Gurudev is asking to explain the Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. So we come in the Rupanu Gaudiya Parampara. That is the tradition in which we come from. And in this tradition, we follow the advice and instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami has written a short work called Upadeshamrita, composed of 11 or 12 verses, in which he succinctly and briefly summarizes the essence of this entire philosophy. So what you've been just hearing is the brief, if you must follow any advice, then you should at least try to follow what is being discussed. So he begins by saying that those who can subdue the six urges, he can instruct the entire world. But for those who cannot, how does one subdue those six urges? Then he must follow the Vyahara Prayasas Chetra Dokonya Mantra. That is what Maharaj's producer described. And if one can't even do that, I cannot control my tongue, I cannot control the urges of my mind and anger, then one must engage in sadhu sangha. That is, these are the symptoms of love. If you want to engage in bhakti, if you want to engage in devotional service, then it begins with love. That is preeti. So it is preeti lakshana. These are the six symptoms of having love for sadhus. And how do you do that? Then that is explained by dadati pratiranati. You give something to the sadhus, meaning give your ears to hear what the sadhu is saying. Pratiranati, listen. Guhyam akhati prichati. Ask some the hidden questions and concerns and ideas within your heart. You ask these to the sadhus. Humbly and sincerely. Bhunte bhojete cheva. You offer, make some offering of the prasad, the Krishna prasad to the sadhu, and you accept the remnants that he's left over. These are the symptoms of love. When we engage in sadhu sangha means having love for the sadhu. If you have no love for the sadhu, then there is no sadhu sangha. And the backbone of following this entire Upadeshamrita resides in sadhu sangha. If you don't have sadhu sangha with any Uttam Mahabhagavat high class of devotee, then you cannot engage in sadhu sangha, you cannot engage in bhakti. So forget about Upadhi Samrit or any other scripture. Now, if you can't have love for a sadhu, then at least you must first have some respect. So Rupa Goswami then says, Krishna ki yasya giritam manasadhu yeta dikshasi che paranti dhishya bhajanta nisham. So this means, first, how do we have respect for sadhu, and who to have respect, and which way to have respect for sadhu, this is being described in this verse. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadhi, the one who has just said the word Krishna, just once, then by your mind you should offer respect, offer pranam to that person. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadhi. Someone who has taken shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and in doing so has received diksha, that is the mantras required for worshipping the Supreme Lord and becoming liberated from this material world, that is called diksha. You approach the spiritual master and you make an offering. And if you're serious about progressing in spiritual life, then you must take diksha from any bona fide sadhguru. And diksha means he's giving you a direct sambandha, a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is the meaning of diksha. Transcendental knowledge, diksha. And he's giving you knowledge of that supreme relationship with Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So who has taken diksha, you must offer pranam. Physically fall to the ground and offer Satkan Bandhu pranam with your entire body. Mind and words. That is called Dikshasthi Chet. If he has Diksha, then you behave in this way. And one who is Bhajana Vigyam Ananyam Anya, one who has realized his own relationship with the Supreme Lord, one who is a first class devotee of Radha and Krishna, that is called the Uttam Adhikari Mahabhava, who is seated here before you today. So that to that person, to that divine personality, you must serve susrusaya, perform service to that spiritual master. You glorify that person, you listen to what he says, and you follow that wholeheartedly. That is called susrusaya. Listen to him and follow. And that person should be bhajana vigyam ananyam, meaning he has no other focus or devotion towards anyone but the Supreme Lord. That is called bhajana vigyam ananyam. And with your heart completely free from any ninda, any hatred or criticism towards him, then you should serve him like that. So Rupa Goswami is explaining that how to behave towards sadhus, how to respect them and gradually develop love for them. Then, Rupa Goswami presents another verse. That sometimes we cannot recognize a sadhu. Sometimes it may seem he has some defects that we mistake for being some type of lapse in spiritual practice. So he says, Drishtai svabhava janikeya vabushasya doshe na prakritatkumiha buddhada vena pankhe. So he said, do not look at any defect in the sadhu that may be a result of his own upbringing. For example, he may appear like some type of devious personality. He may not look the way that you imagine a sadhu to be. These are called swabhavik dosh, these natural faults that we may impose or project upon a sadhu. So he may not look the way you think. He may speak in a harsh way, but really he's speaking for your benefit. So don't take these things to be faults, because really, these are just like the Ganga. The Ganga is a completely pure and transforming spiritual river that flows throughout India. One who bathes in this Ganga repeatedly, he becomes cleansed of all sins and of all internal defects within his heart. So just like the Ganga, you may see sometimes they throw dead bodies in the river. There may be alligators, there may be fishes, there may be foam that comes up that makes it seem like it is some type of dirty or impure place. But really, this is just, this is not true whatsoever. The Ganga is a completely transcendental thing. So sometimes we may see the spiritual master in his life, in his practice, because of the material world, we see some faulty defects, and really, these are just like the foam on the Ganga. The Ganga is completely pure, and so is the sadhana. So don't see any defect in any sadhana whatsoever. This is the point Rupa Goswami is saying. Because if you see defect, there is no respect, and if there is no respect, then there is no love for sadhu, and no love for sadhu means no love for Krishna.
Next verse.
So, Rupa Goswami then presents the topic of the holy name. Syat Krishna Nama Charitam Sitapta Vidya Pito Pata Prasna Sena Rochitanya Kirvada Pudinam Kose Svarvi Namad Pita Tadamulam. So, we have learned that we must approach the spiritual master and from him take the nectar of the holy name. Actually, he has come here to give you the holy name of Radha and Krishna so that we may also attain their service. So, this holy name, many devotees, when they receive the holy name, they think that, oh, now I'll chant 64 rounds a day. Now I'll become a completely dedicated person. And so they may do that one day, 2 days, and then perhaps they start getting headaches, they start forgetting about their material responsibilities, they're not able to perform properly other spiritual activities. Or sometimes people may be chanting 5 years, 10 years, even devotees 20 years or 30 years, they're chanting the holy name and they say, I have no taste for the holy name, I'm just falling away, I feel like I have not made any progress. But actually, this holy name, when we chant it, just like there's a disease called jaundice. So in that disease, the person, the medicine prescribed in Ayurveda is that to give that person some sugar. And when you give the sugar to that person, he tastes like it is bitter. Sugar tastes like as if it was bitter. But the only remedy for this is this sugar can, which he does not want to take. Similarly, the only remedy for being liberated from the suffering of this material world is to take the holy name from a pure spiritual master. And you chant that holy name every day, a fixed number of rounds, as is ordered by the spiritual master. Even though you may not want to, you may not have desire, you feel like this is a completely useless activity, why am I doing this? But no, Rupa Goswami says that you must chant this, and gradually, as you progress through the different stages of bhakti, it's not that one day you start doing bhakti and all of a sudden you are a Goloka Vrindavan serving Radha Krishna. No. Bhakti does not work like that. So there are different stages in bhakti. Shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, nishtha, ruchi. So gradually as you progress through these stages of bhakti, then you will taste something that you've never experienced in this material world, and that nothing in this material world can compare with that given by the holy name. Then Rupa Goswami gives the essence of the essence of all advice. This Upadeshamrita is the nectar of advice given by Rupa Goswami. And of that essence of this is one verse, which is the jewel of all verses of this Upadesha. This is the Upadesha Sara. This is the essence of all advice, so pay close attention. First, you must chant the Lord's holy name. And as you, and the Lord has many millions of different names. Radha, Dhamma, Govinda, Madhava, Krishna, so many holy names. So, you chant these names, and as you are chanting on that name, then you are remembering the root, the divine form of Sri Krishna. and the pastimes associated with that name. For example, Damodar. We chant the name Damodar, and as we're chanting the name Damodar, we're remembering how Mother Yashoda has bound Sri Krishna with her love and affection. And you remember this name, and you chant the name, and you engage your mind in remembering the pastime that is affiliated with that name. That is the process of bhajan week that is prescribed by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, coming in the line from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tannama Rupa Charitati Sukirtanam Smrityo Vukramena Rasanam Nisvi Niyojya Dishthan Vrade Dadam Rav Tanam Dami Tanam Dami Kala Mane Dakyamipti Pradeshya. And performing this process of bhajan, you must reside in Braj. So what is now Braj? Dishthan Vrade. In Braj, you must reside. Braj means wherever any Vaishnava is, pure Uttam Adhikari Mahabhava, then you reside in his guidance. That is called Braj. Or many meanings are there. The other meaning is that you reside in the pastime places of Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Govardhan, also Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham. You must reside in these places because these places have the potency to engage your mind in the service of the Supreme Lord. They have a special potency, not by residing only in Johannesburg or America or any other country. Will you receive the same benefit in performing bhajan as you'll receive from residing in these transcendental dhams? These are not just ordinary material places of the world. These are transcendental places that are descended from the Supreme abode of the Supreme. And so we ask that if you can't reside there with your whole life, then you come with us for 1 month, 1 week in Navadvip Dham and do parikrama fully. You walk around, circumambulate the holy place, or you come to Vrindavan during the month of Kartik, October, November, and you come and spend hearing Arikathakana Sadhu. This is called Dishthan Vrade. You hear from the sadhu and you live in Vrindavan. Actually, today this place has not become Johannesburg anymore. This place, because of the presence of a bona fide Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat, has become Vrindavan itself.
Evo.
And doing this, just hearing what the spiritual master has said, and then going home and not forgetting it, and watching your TV show or whatever it is that you may do, but following exactly what he has prescribed, reading the books that he has written, trying to serve him in some way, this is called the essence of all advice. So my appeal to all of you is that not just you come here and you heard some harikatha or you know, whatever, but that you hear and apply this in your own life. This is called really taking advantage of this rare opportunity that you have all had by coming and associating and hearing what a self-realized Mahabhagavat Mahapurush has come to give. One shot of
appreciation. In the last, in conclusion, Rupa Goswami told Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanam. He explained this. This is the nectar of Srila Rupa Goswami given. And I think if any will drink this nectar, very soon test will come and gradually not test, but asakti, asakti, bhav or rati will come, bound to come. No doubt at all. After that, we want to come in Krishna Leela pastime. Krishna now has killed Trinavarta, Sakatasura, so many demons. After that, Krishna became 2 years
and half. Now he began to make friends, so many friends, Dham, Sitam, Madhumangal, Subal, so many, and began to go in never houses, in the houses of gopis, and to steal away butter, makkhan, and everything. So, Damodar Maharaj will speak in brief. Half he has told.
Three words he told. Vacha, Guruve, Gorachandra, Radhika, Radhika, Krishna, Krishna, Bhakta, Tadavate, Namo. So first of all, I have to pronounce Lord Sri Gurudev, who is present before us, Om Vishnupad, Srishima, Dr. Narayana, Goswami Maharaj, also Vidyani Sannyasins, Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, thank you for coming. So Sri Gurudev has ordered me to try to discuss something of the childhood activities of the Supreme Lord. People cannot even imagine that God has an eternal form. What to speak of having activities? Therefore, you can find these most confidential descriptions of the names, forms, activities, and qualities of the Supreme Lord in one book called the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvidanta Sarvamahisri Bhagavatam Krishna. Like ghee is, like butter is present in milk, but you cannot see it until you churn. So great saints like Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami have churned the entire Vedic literature to obtain the essence, which is the activities of Krishna. Lokalat Kumila Koyavaya Karyojana. Vyasadeva has written in the Vedanta Sutra. What is our Karyojana? What is our role? To enter into the human-like pastimes of Krishna. These are not just stories or myths. These are the eternal activities of the Supreme Lord. Anugrahaya bhaktinam anusandeham asura bhajatitatra sarkhita asura yattat parobhara. By hearing of these activities, the mind will become absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So, as Sri Guru Maharaj explained, at the age of 2.5, Krishna began these activities of thieving. Vedanta Sutra has written Varuna Dharma Asraya. All opposites, all impossibilities are contained within him. Even though he is the actual truth, he steals. That stealing is very, very sweet. That stealing is not like the stealing of this world. That stealing is pure and it gives happiness to the devotees. Therefore, Krishna began stealing butter. So, we all have fridges in our house. Is Krishna stealing butter from our fridges? No. Why not? Because, apart from the fact that it's probably chicken and onions and garlic in our fridges, that's another thing. But we do not have that love for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is not coming and stealing from us. Because he is complete, the complete Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is lacking nothing. Therefore, Krishna is not just stealing butter, he is stealing the affection in the hearts of the devotees. There's Choravagarnam Purushandamam. One devotee has written, I heard of many criminals, thieves, but I never heard of such a thief like Krishna. Because he's not just stealing butter or cloth. What's he stealing? He steals the minds of the gopis. So I have to be very brief. But this pastime is like an ocean. So Krishna began these activities of stealing. Because there are millions and millions of devotees in the spiritual world, and each of them is only cooking for Krishna. Then in the morning, Krishna comes out of his house, and unknown to everyone, he takes millions of forms and goes to each house and steals their butter and their foodstuffs. But Krishna is stealing from them, they do not become angry, they become full of bliss. Oh, Krishna stole only from me. Then Madhya started thinking, I have 900,000 cows. Why Krishna is stealing? There is no lack of butter. It must be the butter here is rancid, or they are not preparing with attention. So Madhya Sota thought, today I will prepare with my own hand. Therefore she milked a black cow, because the milk from a black cow is the best, With her own hands, she made yogurt and she began churning. Govinda. And as she was, had her eyes closed, she was thinking of Krishna and his activities. Govinda Damo Dharma Dharati. Govinda Damo Dharma Dharati. Therefore, Madhusudana had her eyes closed, and with tears flowing from her eyes, she remembered baby Krishna. Because that is her eternal relationship with Krishna. He is my son. Motasaka or Pati, Morasaka, Morapati, Jayabhav, Seymour, Kodasukhavati. Each of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna. Either we may have a mood of praise or affection towards him, or a mood of friendship, or a mood of Krishna as my beloved. So Madhya Soda absorbed in that eternal relationship with Krishna. She was churning bhakti. Then Krishna was crying. Why, mother is not feeding me? He came and grabbed that stick and took the cloth from her head. Then Madhya Soda opened her eyes and saw baby Krishna. Oh, my Krishna. My Krishna. And she began feeding him breast milk. But on that, therefore, when we also perform all our activities, when you're stuck in the traffic, when you're moving here and there, we should also try, by the mercy of great devotees like Madhya Soda and Gurudev, we should not just sit there wasting our time. Govinda Dhamma Dhamma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, like we heard from Achyuta Brahmacharya. As you chant the name, you should remember the activities, the forms, and the qualities of Krishna. This is perfection in meditation. Yoginam apisarvesham makarantarahma. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, of all the yogis who remembers me, he is a perfect yogi. What's the use in seeing my apraksa if you forget Krishna? So, what happened? Then Madhya Soda, that milk was boiling on the stove. Because Madhya Soda, everything she cooks is for Krishna. Who do we cook for? If we cook for others, that is called karma. If we cook for Krishna, that is called bhakti. So when Madhya Soda saw the milk boiling on the stove, because in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. In this world, everything is unconscious. Even we are alive, but we're still unconscious. Because we forget Krishna. The spiritual world, everything exists only for Krishna's happiness. That spiritual world is called Vrindavan. Okay, everyone get attached with here. Vrindavan. That is our home. The soul does not belong to this material world, because the soul is spiritual. Where does the soul belong? Where's your tattoo? Vrindavan. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says, back to home, back to Godhead. So, in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Madhya Soda saw the milk boiling over. She thought, don't, that milk was thinking, how I can ever serve Krishna? Because Madhya Soda has so much milk in her breast, and that is the mood of a mother towards Krishna. Her milk will never be finished, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is unlimited. His thirst and desire to drink her love will never be finished. Therefore, the milk was thinking, how I can serve Krishna? He began boiling into the fire. I cannot serve Krishna, my life is useless. Madhya Soda said, no, no, don't finish yourself. I will make you into many things for Krishna's happiness. Yogi, Sandesh, Paniya. Feeling hungry anymore? Madhya Soda ran to save the milk. Just like Madhya Soda gave up her own service to Krishna to help others serve Krishna. Why is Gurudev here? He's here only for one reason. He is not satisfied simply engaging himself in Krishna. He wants to give others a chance also. Therefore, in advanced age, he has come here to give that opportunity to everyone who comes to hear. No matter what your position, chant the name of Krishna, remember him. Become happy, become perfect by the grace of the Lord. So Madhya Soda ran to say that milk. Krishna became very angry. Madhya Soda left me. So he went to the yogurt pot and he, from the bottom, he cracked it with a stone. And that milk, because it was a big pot of yogurt, so much pressure was there, like a fire hydrant. That yogurt was spraying across the room, and Krishna was very happy. Oh! But next minute he began to pray, oh my God. When Madhya Soda sees what I've done, she will punish me.
Oh, you should go.
So, but the axe was coming. So Krishna ran away out of fear of his mother.
Went to
Yavnabeti Swayambaram. Even death, if you chant the name of Krishna in time of death, death runs away from him.
Okay.
But Krishna became afraid of his mother. This is amazing thing. All opposites are combining. Devaki said, it's Armageddon. Then because he was still hungry, as he was running, he saw some bhaja on the roof. He climbed up and began eating. But Krishna is not selfish though. Because everyone is his, Vasudeva Kutumbaka. All are his family. Krishna was taking that bhaja and feeding to the monkeys and crows. Because all those monkeys served him in Ramlila. But he could not feed them because he was always in the jungle. So Krishna thought, I have to repay my debt to my devotees. He was feeding. Then Madhyasoda came, who was broken this yogurt pot. Where is naughty Krishna? Then she looked, Krishna's footprints were there. She followed him like a cat. And Krishna was absorbed in feeding the monkeys and crows. He forgot about Madhyasoda. Therefore, all the monkeys saw Madhyasoda was walking like this, very slowly, because to catch Krishna you have to be very, very intelligent. All the monkeys and crows began running. Krishna saying, hang on, I haven't finished feeding you. He looked in the rear vision mirror. Madhyasoda. So he jumped to escape, and Madhyasoda went to catch him, but she missed him. And Krishna ran on the road, and Madhyasoda began following him. Yadyapi samadishi vidyapi pasati nata nakagamanishi vidyami sami nasamya tarachi tadabhi kumadhi. The yogis, the perfect yogis, even Lord Rama cannot see even the toes of Krishna, the toenails of Krishna, in their meditation. You may meditate, but unless you have seen Krishna, your meditation is useless. Therefore, that person who no one can even see in their meditation, what to speak of cash, he ran from Madhyasoda and Madhyasoda ran after him. And Krishna was going zigzag because Madhyasoda was a little bit chubby.
Healthy,
they said in India. Therefore, Krishna was going like this because to catch Krishna is not very easy thing. To get liberation, to get material perfection, to become yogi, to get yogic perfection, these are very insignificant and easy. But to catch Krishna is the most difficult because mataparatinamana kinshitasvijanamana. Nothing is higher than me, but to catch him will be the hardest. Like Guru Maharaj is explaining. Still, after chanting the name of Krishna, we do not have taste. Why? Because his name is the highest. To experience it will also be the most difficult. So Madhyasoda, she chased him. She ran faster than Krishna, then she could catch him. Guru Maharaj said, if you only love Krishna as much as he loves you, you cannot catch him. You have to love him more. If we only love Gurudev, when Gurudev is kind to us, you cannot catch Gurudev also. Someday for our benefit, Gurudev may chastise you, point out your fault. Oh, he used to be very nice to me, now why is he criticizing me? I'll go somewhere else and take initiation again. If you only love Gurudev as much as he loves you, you cannot catch him also. You have to love him unconditionally. So Madhyasoda, she called Krishna. I will beat you. Then Krishna is crying. Oh, Mother, don't beat me, don't beat me. Rudanta muhunetam yukmam mayantam karaboli yukmam satankenetam muhuswasakam patidekam tikapasita devat sitagreva damo dharam bhakti vada. Krishna was crying, taking long breaths. Such a beautiful sight. Everyone cries for Krishna, but Krishna is crying for his mother. So much he has relationship and love. Then anyone who chants her name, Yasoda, Yasoda, Krishna runs behind them also. So she thought, now he is very afraid. If I do not bind him, he will run away. But I must punish him, otherwise he will become wicked. So very quickly, she bound him with a rope, one end to that grinding mortar, and the other end she tried to bind Krishna. Why? This grinding mortar is also a criminal, because it helped Krishna to steal the bhaja. I will punish both of them. But when she went to bind him, two fingers too short. Krishna's waist, he was only 2.5 meters. His waist is not even thicker than his fist. But she tried to bind him, she could not bind him, because who can bind someone who has no inside or no outside? How can you bind someone who is all pervading? Therefore, she tried, but she could not. She brought another rope, tied it together. But amazing, that was also 2 fingers too short. She called all her gopi friends, bring all the ropes in Gokul. I must bind this boy. Again, all day, many hours, she was binding, tying ropes together, but always 2 fingers too short. What is the meaning of 2 fingers? One figure represents our own effort. We say to people, give up chicken, become vegetarian, chant the name. Oh, when God gives me mercy, then I'll do it. I think a Christian should do it. Everything is His grace. Like the monk, like the cat. The mother cat carries the baby kitten in his mouth. The kitten does not do anything. He never does. The mother does all of it. Some people think, oh, Christian Guru will do everything. I won't do anything. That is one figure. And some people think the opposite. Hey, what do you need a Guru Deva, Krishna? I will do everything by myself. Yoga, meditation, asana, pranam, sweat coming, hard work. Why? I will get Krishna on my own efforts. Impossible. Therefore, that person is like a monkey. You know, the baby monkey catches hold of the mother. Mother does not do anything. He catches hold and the mother jumps here to there. Therefore, what are the two fingers? Some people think I will do everything. Krishna will do everything. Some people think I will do everything. But the truth is these two fingers. You should practice as if everything depends on you. But you should know without the mercy of Guru Krishna, you cannot achieve anything. So your own effort plus the mercy of Krishna, then you combine it. So Madhya Soda then she began praying, hey Bhagavan, I cannot bind my son. And she began weeping. I must correct my son. Then Kripa asked Swabandha. When Krishna saw the hard efforts of his mother, his heart melted. And Kripa asked Swabandha. By his own mercy, he allowed himself to be bound. So when he was bound, then Madhya Soda went to do some work. Okay. Then she bound Madhya Soda. Otherwise, therefore, without the mercy of a devotee like Madhya Soda, how can we bind Krishna? Therefore, the pure devotee has always bound the Supreme Lord within his heart. Without the mercy of such a devotee, how will he catch Krishna? Therefore, everyone should surrender to the pure devotee like Gurudev, like, and in the highest sense, the Vraja Gopis. Then by their grace, you will also be able to bind Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
After tremendous effort, she said, do or die, I must bind, he has come from my own womb, I must bind him. So finally, she bound Sri Krishna, and she fell into the grinding water, who was his accomplice, with stealing the butter that was hanging and feeding it to the crows and the monkeys. So Mother Shah thought, now he's okay, he will be okay, I have given him a good lesson. His character will improve, he will not be good for nothing, always stealing, running around and teasing everybody. He will learn a good lesson. So all the friends of Krishna also, they were clapping as Mother went inside, ah Krishna, now Mother has really caught you, eh? So Krishna looking and he remembers, oh, I have to perform some more pastime, and he started crawling little by little, and the boys were pushing the grinding water, and as they were going along, they came in the courtyard, and there were two big Yama Rajin trees, and Krishna crawling with the grinding water behind him, the boys pushing, touching the grinding water, the two trees, and suddenly they crashed to the side, making this tremendous sound. They crashed like that and everybody was in shock. What happened? And the boys, they were seeing Krishna also. Two beautiful personalities came out of these trees, like demigods. And what did they do? They circumambulated Sri Krishna with folded hands and then they went into the spiritual sky. So these two Yamalajun trees, Krishna remembers, my devotee Narada Muni has given a boon to these two sons of Kuvera. As Narada Muni was strolling along, going to visit his godbrother Kuhir. Yeah. As he went on, he came past a day where two sons of Kuhir, Madhigrip and Narakuhir, were enjoying without clothes with many beautiful damsels, heavenly damsels, all were naked, enjoying splashing water. Then as Narada Muni came along, the ladies felt very much ashamed. Oh, he is a saintly person. We are not behaving properly. And they quickly took their cloth and they covered, yeah, their bodies. But the two sons of Kuhir, they were drunk. They could not distinguish. Yeah, and they thought, why this person has come to disturb our enjoyment? This is the position of the materialistic person. In front of Guru, in front of saintly person, he cannot feel any shame, yeah, that I am doing something wrong, I am engaged in self-gratification. We should feel that. In front of Sri Guru, we should always feel very respectful and ashamed of our position and ready to follow his order. So these two sons of Kuhir, they were telling, why are you coming to disturb us? What? Narada Rishi said, you are shameless? You behave like animals, you have a human form, you are the sons, I will curse you. And you should become naked like trees. And at once their bodies started becoming like trees. And they said, oh, please forgive us. They realized finally their great mistake, offense. So now Jesus said, I cannot withdraw my curse, but I will arrange that you will be trees in the courtyard of Nanda and Yasoda, and when Krishna is there, he will liberate you. So in this way Krishna performed this beautiful pastime. Then he went on crawling, and he came, yeah, little further. All the inhabitants of Braj were looking. What happened? Yeah. Balaram came up to Krishna. What happened? Who bound you to this grinding mortar? Balaram trying to untie the knot. Then he couldn't untie it because it was done with Vasalya Bhav, which is much stronger than Shakya Bhav. Then Nanda Baba arrived and he said, who has tied you? Who has done this? I must give them a good lesson. Then Krishna said, voice said, Mother has done. Really? How cruel. And Mother Yasoda, in the meantime, she was standing like a statue. She could not move. She was completely in shock that her boy has just escaped. He has been saved from these two trees falling on top. What have I done? She regretted so much. And in the meantime, Nanda Baba, and he took Balaram and Krishna, he untied the knot, yeah, very easily because of Vatsalya. He could not untie the knot. Took Krishna with him and said, I will take you with me. And he took him to the cowshed at Brahmandarat and feed him mishri and directly milk from the cows. Krishna very happy, Baladeva very happy. Then they came in the assembly of all the Brajavasis. And Nanda Baba sitting there, Krishna on one side, Balaram on another side, Rohima coming and asking Krishna, will you go to your mother? I will not go. Who will you play with? I will play with Baya, Dao Baya. Who will feed you? Father will give me mishri and milk. Yeah. Then Rohima was telling, and what if your mother will die? At once Krishna crying, tears, streams of tears, and running to his mother, jumping on the lap of Mother Yasoda. Mother crying and crying. This is the beautiful pastime of Damodar Lila, and how Krishna is emerging the Brajavasis in oceans of bhakti ras. Yeah, how they are swimming in the nectar of affection. How Krishna is intensifying with all his activities the love and affection of the Brajavasis. So we are so fortunate to hear these pastimes. We have no love and affection for Krishna. But by hearing these pastimes, these beautiful pastimes, we will develop a desire, a greed, an interest to also love Krishna like our son, like our friend, yeah, like our dearest beloved. Yeah. We will hear more and more on the next two programs, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. We invite all of you to also be present there. Yeah. Rohini Nanda Prabhu will make announcements where the program will be, and we will hear more of the material pastimes of Sri Krishna in Braj. Yeah. We are now requesting you to please excuse our spiritual master, our beloved Gurudev. Due to advanced age, he cannot remain longer than the program up till now. The program will continue. Our sannyasis and kirtanias will continue to give you so much wonderful nectar. Mahaprasada will be served. And we request you to please excuse us so we can go very easily back to our residence. Thank you so much. One check out of the Vishnu
There are so many sweet pastimes, but once lady fruit seller of Mathura, how he took the darshan of Krishna and what happened, Shyamrani will tell in brief. You can come here.
In the meantime, you can announce for
neither.
You give him.
So while we're waiting for Shyamrani to come, we'll just make a few announcements. Don't forget to take Krishna Prasad before you leave. You know that we serve down space in the dining hall. And also with regards to tomorrow's programs, which will be held at the Gandhi Hall. And that's going to be for the next 2 days. That's tomorrow and Friday. We hope that all of you will invite other people from Gandhi Hall in Indonesia. We hope that all of you will invite others to be there as well. We have three very special books in the front day, and all of these three books are to identify Srila Gurudev's real position. We're not going to say very much about it, but when you're going to read these books, you will really have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada, and in establishing that, basically, you will be able to see so much more in terms of identifying this true light that is to be received by all of us. In saying that, basically, you lost Shashanara to each of these three.
Om Ajnanam Dasya Jnanam Nasalaka Chaksurum Ritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. First, I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Bhikshu Gurudev, Nityananda Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stokaras at the Sri Shima, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sri Srimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciple successions, all the sannyasis, all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and honored guests. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to briefly relate the history of the fruit seller. Next door to Vrindavan is Mathura. In Mathura, there's more of an opulent conception of Krishna, some sweetness and some knowledge of his Supreme Personality. So there was a fruit vendor living in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and she heard from the merchants who were going back and forth, selling their goods in Vrindavan and coming back, and telling these very beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna, just like the ones that you just heard. So she became attracted to see that baby Krishna and get his darshan. Because of the sadhus who were coming back from Vrindavan and seeing Krishna's pastimes, she became attracted. This is the benefit of sadhusam. So she went to Vrindavan to sell her goods, to sell her fruits, and she was determined to get Krishna's darshan. But Krishna was always busy, either sleeping or being in his mother's lap, or playing, so she wasn't able to. So finally she became so determined in her trips to Vrindavan that she thought, do or die, I'm going to get Krishna's darshan today or I'm not going back. So she would go and sell her fruits and call out, oh, take mangoes, take oranges, take apples, and like amlo, sevo, kelalo. And then gradually she became so absorbed in Krishna, desiring his darshan, that she would start calling out, Govindalo, Damodaro, Madhavalo. She forgot who she was, where she was, only desiring Krishna. Srila Gurudev explained that this determination is incumbent upon anyone who wants to attain that highest love of God and become free from birth, old age, disease, and death. I must take initiation from a bona fide guru. I must follow his instructions and chant regularly, read Srimad Bhagavatam, take diksha and chant my diksha mantras. I must sing the bhajans that will enable me to chant more purely, because the bhajans give us a pure desire so that when we chant, that pure desire is there and the holy name quickly fulfills those spiritual desires. So she was so determined, she decided, I'm going to sit down here outside the gate of Nandabhavan, Krishna's house, and I'm not going home till I get the darshan of Krishna. Because she was so determined, even she was previously holding the basket on her head, but then in her intoxication of Krishna's holy names, she forgot to do that and she was just doing kirtan in intoxicated adoration of Krishna. So we heard this kind of kirtan. This is the kind of kirtan that we come to by taking initiation from a bona fide guru. So Krishna heard that and he became attracted. So he immediately went to the grain room and got some grains to trade, because there was no money in those days, it was trading. So Krishna got some grains and ran to the fruit seller. But as he was running, his little tiny fingers, all the grains came out to his spaces in his fingers, and he only had a couple of little grains left. So he approached the fruit seller and says, give me fruits. And she was very intelligent. She said, I'll give you fruits, but you'll have to do two things. You'll have to sit on my lap, call me mother. Do those two things. Sit on my lap and call me mother. So Krishna quickly looked back and forth to see if anybody was looking. Krishna is the son of the king, and she's a lowly fruit seller, like a sudra, a vaishya. So he saw that nobody was there, so he quickly sat on her lap, jumped up, and said, Ma, very quickly. So she was so overwhelmed by Krishna's touch, by Krishna's beauty, by Krishna's charm, that she immediately gave him whatever fruits he could carry. First he couldn't carry so much, so he stretched out his arms and she filled it up with fruits, just two or three he could carry. Then he ran away back to his mother, and his mother began, his mother said, where did you get these fruits from? And all he could do, being a little 2.5-year-old boy, is point to the door. And then she began distributing the fruits. And because this is Krishna Prasadam coming from Krishna, even though they were just a few fruits, they became unlimited. Mahaprasade Govinde. Oh Mahaprasad, you are non different from Radha Govinda and all their pastimes. You are non different from the holy name, which just like Krishna can create and destroy innumerable universes in a moment. You are non different from the pure Vaishnavas. So you can give me whatever they can give me, pure Krishna brain, Braj brain, and you can take away all my anarchism and sins. So money, soda's distribution never stopped. Meanwhile, what happened to this fruit seller? She forgot who she was, where she was, and she was just in a trance. Finally, some gopi came and nudged her, and she remembered, oh, I'm supposed to be going home. So she took her fruit basket and started walking, not knowing where she was walking. Then she realized that the basket was now so heavy. Why is it so heavy? So she looked at it, and so now this basket, which was previously full of fruits, is now full of jewels. What did she think? Not that, oh, good, I got the results of my bhakti. No. Oh, I've been cheated. I got jewels instead of Krishna. So then she never went home. Where she went, nobody knows. But where did she go? Gurudev, who's a pure devotee and a resident of Goloka Vrindavan himself, he knows. He said if Putana got such an amazing result when she wanted to